Okay, I'm going to talk today about the sex attraction in the Paracilla, Cacocilla, Pyrocola with the description of the dial periodicity of the attraction. For an introduction, the Paracilla, Cacocilla, Pyrocola is a major economic pest of pears, with the majority of the damage being fruit rusting when the adults and the nymphs feed on the leaf tissue. They drop honeydew onto the pear fruit, and then you get fungus growing on the plant, and that damages the fruit beyond what consumers would like to buy. They are a multivoltine, seasonally dimorphic insect, which means they have more than one generation per year. And what's going on here? Love it.
Or try and escape.
It won't even let me get on to the... Escape won't do anything.
And that loop continues. You go resume, yeah.
Lovely.
At this point, just keep talking.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Paracilla has several generations per year with seasonal dimorphic. So there's a winter form and a summer form. There's four summer form generations and one winter form generation that... So the winter form generation goes through a reproductive diapause to where they overwinter as adults, but the female's ovaries aren't developed and the male's testes aren't developed. I can kind of skip the rest of this. The important thing is that they are increasingly resistant to insecticides due to the many generations they have per year. And currently there's no self-control to alleviate this resistance, so there's no mating disruption, there's no trap-and-kill technologies. So that would definitely be something of interest to growers. Before we can do that, there has to be some basic science done. In 2004, Soroka et al. Did some Y-tube olfactometer assays on a closely related species, the Cacocilla bidens in Israel. And in 2007, Horton and Landolt published a couple papers on basically the same work with choice tests and olfactometers on the Paracilla, which showed that the males are attracted to females in a Y-tube choice test. So the objectives of my study are to answer two questions. Well, basically three. Are the summer form and winter form males attracted to traps baited with live females in the field? And to follow this up, is there a particular time of the day when the females would be calling the males? To answer that question, we had to come up with a trap design which allowed us to use live insects as the bait. So what we did is we took an organdy bag with twist ties on each end, put the insect bait inside of there, and encase that with a nylon mesh, which is 1 millimeter squared openings, that was coated with Tanglefoot sticky stuff. For the first experiment, we did this with the summer forms, and in 2006, for each treatment, for each trap, there were 16 adult females. For the next, for each block, there was three treatments. The first treatment was 16 adult females bagged, and for the second treatment, there were 16 adult males bagged, and for the third treatment, there was a control, which was just an empty bag. There were 20 of these blocks set out And the summer forms were monitored for four days, and the traps were then taken back to the lab after 4 days for counting and sorting of the sexes of the scylla. For the next experiment, it was basically the same thing, but with winter form morph. And the only difference between these two was that the winter forms were monitored for 7 days instead of 4 days. And they were also taken back to the lab for sorting. For the dial periodicity study, we narrowed it down to two treatments, because as you'll see, the results from the previous two experiments showed that the females weren't attracted to males, and the males weren't attracted to males either. So we could remove that treatment. These were set up on a Monday afternoon, and they were cleared at dusk. So the next morning at 6:45, I had a good count of what happened overnight. And these were monitored every 2 hours until 8:45 in the evening. And after each count, the traps were cleared of all insects. The summer form results showed that the males are attracted to the females. On the x-axis, you have the treatments, the female baited, the male baited, and the controls. And on the left-hand side, you have the males caught per trap, and on the right-hand side, you have the females caught per trap. The females showed no preference among the treatments, and the males definitely showed a significant preference to the female baited traps. And it was basically the same thing for the winter form results, with the females showing no preference and the males showing a definite preference to the female baited traps. For the dial periodicity, you have the time of the day that the traps were checked, and then at the very far right you have the mean of the whole entire day. At 6:45, that count included the whole night's catch. So from 8:45 was the last time of the day that I checked it, and then 6:45 was the next time that it was checked. That's why it looks like it's abnormally high. So this again shows that the female baited traps were more attractive to the males than the control, although the control still caught some just from general foraging activity, we suspect. So in conclusion, the summer form and winter form males are definitely attracted to traps baited with live females in the field, and the summer form and winter form females have no preference to which treatment the traps were baited with. And also, the summer form females are most attractive to males between 2:45 and 4:45 in the afternoon, which is basically the brightest and hottest time of the day, which I was really surprised about. And I would like to thank Christelle Goudeau, Laura Tom, Deb Browers, and Mary Lee Baer. Yes.
To what extent do you think that the time of day may be related to an increase in phototoxin of the females in years long?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
To what extent do you think that the temperature during that time of day from 12:45 to 16:45 is related to an increase in phototoxin that the females may be doing long?
That's a great question. I couldn't really find a way to answer that. As far as, I mean, we could figure out that there's a correlation with it being the hottest time of the day, and then the males are the most attractive to them. So I mean, we would assume that that's when they're releasing their volatiles. But it's with the setup that I had, we couldn't collect the volatiles in the field. So, but that's what it seems like is happening.